Now, boys and girls, I really wondered what I should say to you this morning. I brought Clifford the big red dog the last time I talked to you, and my house isn't full of toys, you know. So I had to think about a story. And you'll never guess, it's a Scottish story. A great groan goes up from the congregation. Now, I want you to do something very clever for me this morning, because this talk is for the boys and girls of all ages, but especially for the older boys and girls. I wonder if we could turn to Galatians chapter 4. And I want a girl to read for me verses 4 and 5, and I want a boy to read for me verses 6 and 7. So could you remember that? Galatians chapter 4. And I want a girl to read for me 4 and 5. And I want a boy for me to read for me 6 and 7. Any girls got their hands up yet? Come on, you used to shoot your hands up all over the place. What's happened to you? All right, anybody going to read these two verses for us? I'm not going to wait very long now. Any boy then? Come on! Your brain's all addled. Right, we'll all read them then. Okay, can't wait for you people to make your minds up. I'm a rather impatient preacher. Right, we'll read them together. Now, you may be reading from the New King James, you may be reading from the AV, the older one, but it doesn't matter. Our voices will mingle when the fullness of the time had come. Are we ready? But when the fullness of the time... Right. Now, being a Scot, if I just brought enough prizes, I'd give you all one, because that was very well read. And boys and girls, you'll have to think a bit quicker the next time I'm up here. I don't know when that's going to be. Anyway, here's a story for you. Long ago in Scotland, especially in the Highlands of Scotland, people used to give themselves the name of the man who lived in the biggest house. Or the castle. He was called the chief. And so whatever their name was, they took on this man's name for themselves. So if the chief was called McSquaggle, they called themselves McSquaggle. Now the chief, he was called the McSquaggle of McSquaggle. But they were just called McSquaggle. Now there was brains behind this, you know. This was a wise thing to do. For because they had the chief's name, the chief looked after them. Because they were McSquaggles, the big McSquaggle would take care of them. He would help to feed them in the winter time. He would help them to solve their problems. He would protect them if any enemies came down their glen. And so it was a wise thing to do to call yourself McSquaggle if the chief was called McSquaggle. There was once a chief called the Laird of Grant, and he lived in a very big house called Castle Grant. And one day he went to visit a friend, and he was called the Marquis of Huntly. They knew each other very well, because not long before they had fought in a war, and sadly a lot of people had been killed. But this day the Laird of Grant, who lived in this big house, he went to visit his friend the Marquis of Huntly to dine. And he noticed as he was sitting in the dining hall that he could see right into the kitchen. And in the kitchen there was a large trough. Now I've got to watch my pronunciation, because in Scotland we call it a trough. I think you may call it a trough over here. But it's a long, 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 long dish that pigs eat out of. So there he was at the table looking down into the kitchen, and he saw this big long trough where the pigs had their food. And he also noticed that when the plates were being scraped, and they had a super feed, when the plates were being scraped, all the scraps were put into the trough until the trough was full. So he had a good meal, a lovely dinner, listened to the piper playing and so on. And then the Marquis of Huntly, whose dinner it was, did a very funny thing. He took out a whistle. And he blew it very loud and very long. And to the Laird of Grant's surprise, a door opened at one end of the kitchen, and children came in. Now, when I say children came in, boys and girls, I don't mean one or two children came in. I mean 200 children came in. And what children they were. They were all in rags. They were kicking up an awful noise. They were fighting and arguing. And they all dived into the trough and started to eat all the scrapings. They seemed to be thin and starving. And the Laird of Grant was shocked. He had seen many strange things, but he had never seen anything like this before. And he was shocked out of his wits. "Excuse me," he said, "whose are these children?" And the Marquis said, "Well, I'll tell you. Do you remember that war we had a few months ago? Well, these are the boys and girls without mums and dads from that war. And I don't know what to do with them. There are 200 of them. So I just keep them in wee huts round about the castle, and I feed them with the pigs feeding and at the pig's trough." Oh dear. The Laird of Grant was sad. And he made up his mind immediately. He was a hard man and he was a tough man, but he made up his mind immediately. He said, "I shall take them home with me." And he did. 200 of them. Took them all the way up to Castle Grant. And he went round all the cottages and the land where he lived, and he knocked at the doors and he said, "Would you take a wee boy and a wee girl in?" Somebody would say yes. And then he would go to another door and knock it and say, "Would you take 3 wee boys in?" Well, they would think a wee bit about that, and then he would say, "Oh yes." And eventually, those 200 children had homes. And you don't need to be very brainy to think of the name they got. They were all called Grant. And eventually, nobody could pick them out from the rest. They had come from a feeding trough to be called Grant and to live in a proper home. That's a good story, and it's a true story. But you know, we've just read together a more wonderful story. And it's this, that when we trust the Saviour, God brings us right into his family. And he does more than the Laird of Grant could do. He gives us his life, because his Spirit comes right into our hearts. And we share the life of God. And he does more than that. He promises us that one day we shall go to heaven, because we are heirs with his Son, and we shall live in heaven forever. We've been saved from a cruel taskmaster called Satan, who just throws people scraps, you know. He doesn't worry about what people eat or how they enjoy themselves, as long as they're his. And we've come into God's family and we belong to him. I hope, if you trust the Saviour, that's true. And one day you're going to heaven and you're going to dine at the Lord's table continually. So when you read that portion next from Galatians 4, will you remember that story? I think it helps to shine some light on it.